This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know, you sit down, you plan a show, Brad Holmes comes on and completely changes the plan I had talked about the Jared Goff contract, Gator, and I'm in Camp Goff, all right? I'm firmly in Camp Goff. And prior to that, I was firmly in Camp Stafford. Why do I get behind a quarterback? Why do you think? Well, you decide, is the quarterback an asset towards winning you a Super Bowl? Can you win a Super Bowl with that guy? Now, there's another variable, too. Can you win a Super Bowl, Gator, with that guy based upon how much you're paying him? Right? Patrick Mahomes can take up more of the salary cap because Patrick Mahomes doesn't need as much help around him because Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league.
That's right.
Yep. Other guys need more help, so you can't overpay them. The job here is to win a Super Bowl. So with the job being to win a Super Bowl, you figure out which quarterbacks are capable of it and how much help do they need. And in Goff's case, he is getting the requisite help he needs, although it's different than most quarterbacks. And now the question is, what do you pay him, of course? Because there is a ceiling on what you can pay him. Not, and it's based upon percentage of the cap. Because if you use up too much of the cap to pay your guy, that it costs you some of the things that he needs around him to win a Super Bowl, then what are we doing, right?
Yeah, it's a delicate balance, and you got to figure it all out, and this is why the GMs get paid the big money, because it is incredibly difficult to navigate what the hell the salary cap is, and particularly when you have a good football team, and you know you have a good football team, but you've got a window that is always closing because of salaries. Because when you're good, you have good players, and good players want to get paid well. Well, it's hard to keep that balance, and this is what the Lions are faced with, and it's a good and bad problem to have. It's a good problem because it tells you it's a good football team. It's a bad thing because, like, crap, now we really have to concentrate on how long we think this window can stay open and what do we have to do to make the window stay open, and you got tough decisions to make.
So with that said, here we go with Jared Goff. The offseason is taking place with two guys, two key pieces, getting their second contracts, Penei Sewell and Amon-Ra St. Brown. And nobody is arguing at all about whether or not, well, I shouldn't say nobody. Most are on board with bringing those guys back. And then there's Jared Goff. When the Lions draft week signed Amon-Ra and immediately followed up by signing Penne, and then that day, a tweet came out from Adam Schefter saying that there's nothing imminent with Jared Goff, I moved into the officially antsy camp. I was antsy.
Yes, you were.
Yes, about whether or not they were going to bring back Jared Goff. I think there's a lot of moving parts here. One of them is Jared Goff, the football player. The other thing is Jared Goff, the leader of this football team. He is one of several strong leaders of this football team. I think this team loves Jared Goff. I think this team wants to win with Jared Goff, wants to win for Jared Goff. I think Jared Goff brings out the best in a lot of guys around him. It is a harmonious situation down there. There's very little nonsense. If you introduce instability at the quarterback spot, do you bring in a variable that we don't need, right? That we don't need in the locker room right now? You know, he's one of the leaders who everybody knows how this works. Typically, going into the final year of a contract, right? Going into the final year of a contract, you basically, the quarterbacks in the league either get re-signed or they get into this weird, I'm not going to talk about the contract during the season. Season ends. They get the franchise tag or they're let go. Or sometimes they strike deals with their teams, but it seems like if you get into the final season, it feels more than...
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
More often than not, that players don't re-sign with that team long term. They either get franchised or let go, more often than not.
Unless they're quarterbacks.
No, the quarterbacks, I don't think.
I think quarterbacks sign deals all the time.
After their final season with a team?
With the first contract?
No, with any contract. If they get through the final season of a contract, I don't think they come back to their teams. Hmm. I think those guys get franchised or those guys get let go. Most of them strike deals before their final season.
Oh, I'm sorry. I see what you're saying.
Yes,
they come back to the teams, but they do it
before final season.
Yeah.
If Jared Goff had, it's okay. If Jared Goff had to play, you might not be the only one. So I'm glad I had to explain it. If Jared Goff had to play out this year without a contract extension, and he hasn't signed yet, let's be clear. Right. if he plays out this year without a contract extension, I think it introduces instability into the locker room.
It might, because now that you've explained it. Yes, that is unusual for that to happen for a quarterback to go into the last year of his contract, play that year out without having a deal. Like that usually would send the signal that, hey, either we're at an impasse and we're going to end up franchising you or we're going to let you go. So I can understand that. Do I think that it would be a little awkward this season? It's as awkward as the people involved need to make it. Like, if both parties know full well, look, we're negotiating in good faith, but let's just let this, we don't want the distraction, right? We got a good season here. We don't want to jinx things, whatever. We don't want to, it can work out that way, but it really doesn't look like that's how it does work out. So, yeah, do I think it would be better for the Lions to get something done before training camp starts? Yeah, I do. But when we were doing the draft, and boom, boom, here goes St. Brown, there goes Penei Sewell. And at the time, we just had the St. Brown contract. And as soon as we went off the air at 2 o'clock, here comes the Penei Sewell contract. And then, boom, here comes a Schefter tweet. You were nervous about it or antsy about it, but you know, I read it a different way. I read it as, of course, it's not imminent because people were expecting, oh, well, we got these two done. Where's the Goff one? Well, it's not imminent. Now, you can take that to mean, as I did, laissez-faire. It's not imminent. It's going to get done. Or you can take it as, uh-oh, there's an impasse here. They're far apart. Nothing's going to happen anytime soon, which is not the way that I took it. I just felt like they got a couple out of the way before the draft. Now they can concentrate on getting Jared Goff's deal, and it's probably a more complicated deal because it's going to be for the most money, and it is the quarterback.
So this morning, Brad Holmes made me move off the antsy position with what he had to say about it because I don't want to introduce instability. I want them to go into this season as rock solid as they can be. This team has aspirations of winning the Super Bowl, and it's not fantasy. It's not we have to craft a path. They can go out and do what they do and win a Super Bowl. Now, there's some things that have to happen. Don't get me wrong. And certainly they need to stay healthy and some of their young players need to develop. And they might need to make another signing or two. But winning a Super Bowl is in play here. And locking up Jared Goff before the season long term, I think, helps them win the Super Bowl this year. They can't overpay, though. There is the possibility that they will overpay. Not short term. Short term, they've got cap space. They mm-hmm. can give him a raise or sign him to an extension, actually not affect this year's cap. But we'll play the Brad Holmes soundbite that had all the beat writers tweeting about and had me moving off the antsy position coming up today at 10:18 and get to your phone calls and feedback and interesting ranking of quarterbacks in the NFL. It's Carson Anderson. We got the Tigers to talk about today and yesterday's frustrations, plus a lot of other stuff. We got some fun mixed in. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.